KK4RQO. Yep, Richard, you hit it right on the head. This is the correct repeater. Anyhow, the group you'll want to talk to, because they're the ones that's kind of hot and heavy on the whole internet testing thing, they might have more information for you, is W5YI. That's Whiskey 5 Yankee India. Yeah. And they're based out of Texas. That's who I'm a DE with. I got my certification back a few weeks ago, so funny, I get my certification and I can't even go out and administer tests. Ain't that kind of comical? But anyways, yeah, I got my badge from those, so get a hold of that, W5YI, and they should be able to help you there. But like I said, I sent Earl an email link to a club that's doing an Underground Railroad testing session, ha-ha.
Railroad testing.
For you, KK4FTU. What was that you said about the underground testing?
Need to know them. So, but yeah, they're getting the session set up because there is a whole string of folks. I think I got like, last I heard, they got like 10, 8, 10, 12 people lined up already. And from what I understand, the numbers just keep growing just because there's nowhere else giving an exam right now. But, yeah, like I said, I sent her all the email address. So all y'all got to do is sit down and get you a FCC registration number. You go to the FCC's website and do that and to register. And after that, the rest of it, you just pay $15 at the door, sit down, fill out the 35-question exam, and then from there, it's a cakewalk after you pass that exam. Just wait for your ticket to show up in the mail, or in this case, on the computer. They'll email you your license. The FCC will actually email you your license, and then you can print it off. But me, I prefer having it come in the mail. I don't know. Maybe I just like opening envelopes. But, yeah.
Thank you so much. I've been playing catching up on reading some books that I've been wanting to read for some time, and I guess, you know, this would be a good time to pick up this book.
Thanks, you got the bug, guys. I know on the Anderson repeater, there's quite a few women do neck controlling and talk, and there's a couple, I think, that do it on, one does it on Sunday nights, or is it Monday nights, I don't remember, on this repeater, KK4FTU. Thursday, KN4HTP had 36 check-ins, and all the net controllers since then have been trying to beat that number. Repeat that. I said the net controller, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. She had 36 check-ins on the 7-9 repeater last Thursday. Everybody since last Thursday has been trying to beat that number.
Well, shoot. And I thought my 12 check-ins tonight was a pretty big accomplishment. I guess not.
Oh, Doc, just a second. Kick it for HXB Friday. That's repeater. I have heard as many as 78 check-ins before, but that hasn't been common. Been here far and few between KK4FTU. Let me ask you a question. Dave asked me how many people listens when she keys the mic down and talks.
Well, the sky's the limit. Sandbaggers, that's folks that just sit back here listening. The sky's the limit. Yeah. When you include scanners, yeah, sky's the limit.
Yeah, I told her, I said, you got more people listening to you when you key that mic down and talk than Rush Limbaugh does. Am I right?
Oh, that's right. That is for sure. Yep. And especially when you go into the HF thing, oh my gosh. Yeah. Yep. That's what you need to do. You need to get her on there as third party on the HF contact. Maybe something really good across the waters there. That's what I did with my, I take that back. I actually talked to old, I think I talked to Jack, if I remember correct, back a couple of years ago, and my uncle got talked to him third party, and after that he was hooked and got his ticket, and now I'm trying to get him a station set up at his house.
Dude, we need to get a radio and get on HF and leave 2 meter long. The echo link is, I've talked to a guy on this repeater who was over in Australia. He was talking via computer to me on this repeater. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I told Deb, I said, Deb said, how many people heard me tonight? I said, probably more people than Rush Limbaugh. And she looks at me, she said, really? Yeah, this is worldwide. Yeah, Deb, there's a guy that, he's a truck driver, and he checks in, he's checked in from Connecticut. I think I've heard him check in from Indiana, Ohio, Florida, Pennsylvania, all over the place. He'll check in using his phone in EchoLink. Next day, day of third party.
More about this thing.
Lives up there in TR, near downtown on his little farm. Mr. Ray, K4SUG, says that the ticket doesn't mean that you know everything. It's a ticket to learn more and continue learning, KK4FTU.
KK4HXB, yeah, I see Ray and his wife at the post office a few week or two ago. And I told Ray, you know, Ray told me, he says, I'm kind of getting a little bit down. He says, I'm in my 90s. I think that's what he told me.
To it.
Dude, if you need anything, you call me. He says, well, I got my sons handling. Yeah, he's a good man.
Mr. Repeater, hadn't heard him in quite a while talking. He's checked in and out a few different times I've heard, but haven't heard him do any rag chewing.
He kind of stays on 610.
That time of year, he don't have time, too much time to be playing on radio. He's out in the yard.
He's working in the yard, working in the garden. Yeah, this storm that hit us yesterday or Sunday kind of put a couple, three big ruts in my garden, so I had to go by Lowe's and get about 25 bags of some soil to kind of put back in it. But I'm getting back. Her nose stuck in the foam, but she's got something she wants to say.
Well, yeah, I was just sitting in here listening to you guys.
What I ought to do is put you some of that erosion fencing up to where if it does wash, you can catch it.
Actually working on it. Recommended he go get some gravel and do a French drain.
Idea either. That's a real good idea there.
I recommended that he go get some block and can lay the block down to secure that, like a double way of securing.
This has got good ideas, KK4FTU.
Big Chick to me Friday, you know, I've listened to her for 10 years and I've eaten more crow. I don't like crow no more.
Go hire that man again.
The crow comes over to property, if I don't kill it, Sheba will.
That isn't coming. You ain't having to use those eggs because they've expired for ammo, have you?
Negative. No, actually, I'm starting to move them a little bit better. No, I was just looking at some junk my dad threw on my bed, and I'm like, nice, I got another light bulb to throw on my desk lamp. So, yeah, can't never have too many of these old I don't know what style this thing would be called. It's just kind of a larger base, long, you know, kind of a long bulb there. But, yeah, the little desk lamp I run takes these things, so, yeah, can't never have too many of those around.
Check me Friday, my power's dropping. I'm keying up, my radio's dying. XP. I'll tell you about it, Earl, KK4FT. That one sounded good.
Yeah, but I keyed up a minute ago. Off in the, and my screen goes blank.
No problem or soldering problem somewhere.
Yeah, roger that. I thought about that, but you know, this is a new radio.
With my power lugs on the back of the supply wasn't tight enough, and when I torqued them down and readjusted the wires, that stopped that issue.
Okay. We're going to switch over to the backup. KK4HXB Friday.
Roger, KK4RQO. One of the crazy critters finally decided to show up here, so now I'm sitting here petting him. He's sitting here just purring away like an old Cummins diesel. And, I don't know where the other one run off to, but, one of them come back here in the radio room, I decided to open the door up.
The rain gauge yesterday warning, and, I poured 3.45 inches of rain out of my rain gauge. That's what we got from Saturday to what I poured it out, about 6 o'clock.
Roger. Gee, it sounds like you had a nice swallower of water up there.
Well, Earl, I'm going to have to, when the seeds start sprouting, probably going to have to thin them out from the bottom of the garden and replant them up near the top before they wash down to the bottom.
Thank you for HXB.
You're coming in. Sound like you're talking through a pipe, though, Earl. Strong signal, just not strong audio.
And it looks like for once the media was not full of bull. I just received that money they've been talking so long about. Oh, I tell you, I thought it was just another one of them like, oh, we found Sasquatch over in the back 40. I'll be darned.
Be sure you have some taxes held back for when you do your taxes next year for it.
Yeah, roger. But, oh, mercy. Well, I hate to do it, folks, but I think I'm going to go ahead and hit the sack. So I get up in the morning and do this dog and pony show all over again.
RQO, KK4FU, will you get you some rest and don't squash any of those cats while you're sleeping. We'll do it again sometime. Take care, my friend. 73. Checks me Friday. Cody just cut out. He said he had to hit the hay so he could get up in the morning and do a repeat. Matt. She's about ready to go to bed. She's had fun. And I kind of think I opened a can of worms. I ain't going to be able to put the lid back on. She'll have her extra class here before you think about it. We just need to get ours taken care of. I think I'm ready to hit the hay myself. So, 73s, and we'll do it again. And I'll try and get a hold of you tomorrow and get up there. KK4FTU, clearing your final. Yeah, KK4HXB, I'm playing golf. I got to be at the golf course in the morning at 10:15. So I'll call you when I leave the golf course. Have a good one. Be sure to rub Sheba behind the ears for me. KK4FTU clear. KK4HXB, I'm gone.